Last week, the Northwest Arkansas Council released its 2013 Regional Employer Survey, in which more than 500 businesses in the area were asked many questions about their employees, their communities, and what they need. There were many takeaways from the report, including employers' needs for workers with certifications like a two-year associate's degree or a CDL driving certification. Yesterday, members of industry, government, and education, including Arkansas Economic Development Commission Director Grant Tenniel, met in an event focused on advancing career and technical education in Northwest Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas attended that event and has this report.
Over 150 participants came together in the first annual Northwest Arkansas Regional Partnership Council event, with a variety of stakeholders represented from teachers and superintendents, post-secondary institutions, and business and industry, all at the facilitating organization, the Northwest Arkansas Education Services Cooperative. The NWAESC is a state-funded organization that offers support to school districts and their teachers in Washington, Madison, and Benton counties. Cheryl Pickering is their career and technology education coordinator. She says bringing together education and industry is what today's ever-expanding workforce needs.
Education is economic development. So as Northwest Arkansas continues to grow, our students need to meet the demand of the marketplace, and that's what today is all about.
Pickering says that the teachers in the career and tech education programs are thrilled that business leaders from companies such as J.B. Hunt, Walmart, and Tyson have taken time out of their busy schedules to visit with them. Getting outside of the four walls of a classroom is a rare opportunity, and receiving feedback from the real business world is important to the skills they are teaching their students so that they can be proficient in the necessary skills when they are finished with their respective programs. She says that middle-skilled jobs, rather than skilled or unskilled, are becoming in high demand.
Many of the job openings that are hot today in Northwest Arkansas might require an associate's degree, a two-year degree, or a certificate program. Might take 6 months, 9 months, or a year to get that certificate program, and they can start working making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year with just that certificate program. They don't have to spend 4 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars to get that four-year degree. So there's lots of opportunities in Northwest Arkansas with some post-secondary education, not necessarily a complete four-year degree.
The breakout sessions at yesterday's event were conducted in part by industry leaders such as Tyson and J.B. Hunt. They mimic the course offerings in Arkansas's public schools, agriculture, which Pickering says is the number one employer in the state of Arkansas, healthcare, business and marketing, supply chain logistics, hospitality and culinary arts, education, and engineering. Arkansas Department of Career Education has 350 courses offered to students in grades 7 through 12. This agency is separate from the Arkansas Department of Education. Ray Henson is the Associate Director for Workforce Training. He says keeping up with a change in tradition in both education and the workforce environment is a challenge.
What we're trying to do right now is upgrade our career tech ed programs with a new common core curriculum and career readiness practices, and to meet the needs of our employers in the state and the needs of our students so that they can find gainful employment in the shortest amount of time possible.
It is that changing ideal that an employee doesn't have to have a college degree to necessarily succeed that Henson says has been difficult to overcome in the world of education. It leaves many employers at a loss when it comes to finding prepared employees, and many college graduates struggling to find employment.
Our students have been preparing for college programs, but our employers are looking for a different skill set with some of the work-based learning skills. We need to get some of our students back into the workforce for those extended learning opportunities that have been lacking for the last few years.
Steve Sparks is the Division Director for the existing Business Resource Team for the Arkansas Economic Development Commission as a representative of the state's employers. He came to this education partnership meeting to help facilitate proper communication between education and business. Sparks says both have demands and functions, but each go about them differently.
The industry statewide needs a competent workforce. That definition is changing. There is no definition at this point. And as a result of that, when they scream, "We don't have workforce," they say, "We don't have competent workforce." and yet they have a very difficult time defining what they mean. Educators hear that and go about their daily functions. They've got too many other directions to go. As a result of that, they end up focusing on what the education system wants them to do and not necessarily what our economic environment needs.
He says this comes to the surface when the two sides sit down together like they did yesterday. Both walk away with a different understanding of what needs to be done. And he's there to get the dialogue going.
And our job with economic development is to work with the existing businesses around the state and make sure we connect dots. We make sure that when industry needs something, we bring in the right players and leverage what resources the state has to offer to make sure they get what they need. Unless they can stay productive and profitable, they're either shut down or they'll move to another location where they can. And workforce seems to be the common denominator between that. If they can find the right workforce, they can be productive. We have great people in Arkansas. We have great resources in Arkansas. What we've got to do is connect the two.
For Sparks, some of the challenges are diversity and skill level, a lack of basic problem-solving skills, and kids who enter the workforce with a sense of entitlement. CTE programs are part of the answer. He says something gets accomplished. There's an outcome, like a certificate, a direct application, as opposed to some classrooms, when students can memorize information to pass a test, but then aren't able to apply it. According to the Arkansas Department of Career Education's 2013 report, over 164,000 students in Arkansas in grades 7 through 12 were enrolled in a CTE program. That's 77% of students at any one time. And some of those students were present. High schoolers enrolled in the Springdale District Television News program were filming the leadership conference, conducting interviews with participants, which they will then turn into training videos to be distributed to CTE educators around the state. Lake Luckett is a 2013 graduate of that very program and has since been hired by the district to work part-time. He listened to the morning's panelists and agreed with some of the benefits of workforce training.
All of the men and women on the board were talking about technology and how no matter what job you're in at their program, you have to be able to use a computer and use technology. And I can attest to that. Every day I walk in, I turn on 17 different computers. I've got 8 processes going all at once that I just kind of have to keep up with. And to be able to do that, I have to have a nice grasp on technology. And I think that is what they were really trying to drive home here today.
Lake is just midway through his first semester in the University of Arkansas's broadcast journalism program. But he can already see that his high school experiences and on-the-job training have given him an advantage.
UATV actually walked into my media and society class, and they asked for volunteers to come. And they started just naming off a bunch of different positions, and I was like, I could do all of those by myself. 5 minutes easy.
Career and technology education is not just limited to secondary education. Representatives from Arkansas Tech University Ozark were also present. As an institution with a mission of career education, Chancellor Bruce Sykes says the topics covered at yesterday's event are very near and dear to their hearts. They have training programs that support these aspects and are interested in building partnerships with industry and business.
It's our obligation to connect industry with education, and it's also where we sit as far as in the educational continuum. It's our obligation to reach down into the secondary level, but to also reach up and connect to the industry.
ATU Ozark prides themselves on linking the things they do to job opportunities and on building partnerships, like at this Northwest Arkansas Regional CTE Partnership Council meeting. The hope is that these will happen at least annually, but if the feedback is good, they could be seen as often as quarterly. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.